Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Christ Jesus. And a special welcome to those of you who are visiting us today. Thanks for taking the time to be a part of our community and share in our worship and praise of our Lord. Go ahead and have a seat. Well, by show of hands, how many of you participated in some kind of organized sport growing up? All right. How many of you got to be the one who carted around the people who were participating in the organized sport? Well, at some point along the way, at one of those events, you may have heard someone holler out, "Everybody take a knee." I know I heard that a time or two. You know, it didn't matter if we were on the soccer field or on the baseball diamond, on the basketball court. If another player went down injured, someone would yell out, "Take a knee." And this wasn't the time to run over to the sideline and get a drink of water. This wasn't the time to sit and laugh and joke with friends. It wasn't even the time to come up with that game-winning strategy. Now, when somebody yelled out, "Take a knee," that's what we did. We just dropped down wherever we were with one knee flat on the ground and the other leg bent so that we could prop ourselves up and rest a little bit. And when that happened, everything just stopped. You know, play stopped, the clock stopped, and all that seemed to matter was the well-being of that injured player, especially if it was a teammate. But all we could do for our part was just wait there on the ground, on our knees, catching our breath. Lent is a little like that, I think. Now, here's our star player, Jesus Christ, and he's getting all beat up on the field. You know, he's heckled and insulted. He's bruised for our transgressions. He's wounded for our iniquities. And he plays the game. Doggone it, he plays the game exactly the way it has to be played for right now. And then he goes down. His tired, sweaty, battered body stretched flat. Stretched flat on those hard, splintery beams as they nailed him to that wood. And he humbled himself. And he became obedient to death, even death on a cross. And so during Lent, we stop and we take a knee. We drop to our knees in that horrific recognition that Christ went down for us. And that's a realization that's at the same time both horrific and one that we don't want to escape. He died for us. And we drop to our knees in humble repentance, recognizing all that we've done, all that we continue to do that contributed to that life-taking, game-changing injury. And we drop to our knees in fervent prayer, prayer that the Holy Spirit would change our hearts, prayer that the Holy Spirit would make our attitude more like that of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And at the same time, while we're down there on our knees, catching our breath, we know the rest of the story. We know that our guy didn't stay down very long. We know that his injury is overcome. We know that our guy holds the field forever. And that's because for us, Lent is, it's a slow motion replay to help us catch the details. It's not the live action feed. Because in the live action feed, friends, Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ is making one more comeback, baby. That's exciting. And that comeback will be a game changer too. Because at that comeback, every knee will bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And at that comeback, Jesus will stop time. At that comeback, Jesus will resume play anew. And at that comeback, you and me will all take a knee. But it won't be to catch our breath. We'll take our knee to breathe out praise with every last ounce of air that we can squeeze out of our gloriously remade lungs. For right now, we do a little bit of both. We take a knee with a sigh of brokenness, asking for forgiveness, for continued forgiveness. And we take a knee with a breath of praise as we thank the one who gives it. Together as God's people, we confess Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father, and to our redemption. Amen. Our service continues with responsive prayer.